Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network of the West. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, in the U.S. livestock industry, we've certainly been hearing a lot these days about fake meat products. But imitation products have been a big issue that the U.S. dairy industry has been fighting for years now. I recently talked with the National Milk Producer Federation's Chris Galen about the need for the U.S. Food and Drug Administration to increase its scrutiny of plant-based products imitating standardized dairy foods.
I would start by saying to those who are concerned about fake meat, welcome to the club, because the folks in the dairy business have been dealing with this issue for many years. So the dairy industry has been dealing with the plant-based imitators for many decades, and it's certainly gotten a lot worse just in the past 5 or 10 years, because anyone who's gone to a grocery store realizes there are so many of these fake products out there purporting to be milk, or at least a type of milk. None of them deliver the same consistent package of nutrition that real cow's milk does. And to boot, of course, they violate the federal standards of identity, which is a point we've been arguing now for many years.
And it looks like U.S. consumers agree. A recent independent poll found that by a 2-to-1 margin, consumers oppose the use of milk as a designation for non-dairy beverages. That's a look at your Land and Livestock Report. I'm Russell Nimitz.